Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Soup Campbell. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting 7th. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Frank Croucher. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCuskey. The throw from Desautels and he is safe. McCuskey steals second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up, foul. Towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell moves to second. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher takes first base on ball four. Campbell moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a pop-up towards short. Croucher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller takes first base on ball four. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Croucher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campbell strikes out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sullivan. The throw from Desodles and he is out, Mac applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 1 in the game. Desodles takes first base on ball 4. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Feller bunts in front of the plate. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Desodles moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Desodles moves to third. Two outs. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Croucher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 1 in the game. Benton bunts towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Benton for the out. Croucher moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. Croucher moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Croucher scores. It's 1 to nothing, Tigers. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Gehringer moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Radcliffe. Rosenthal moves to third. Grimes moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack is walked intentionally. G. Walker pinch hits for Gene Desodles. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley now catching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Campbell steals second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell moves to third. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sullivan is walked intentionally. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Hemsley to Keltner. The throw back to home, and Campbell is out at the plate. Sullivan moves to second. Two outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Croucher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Feller is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Geringer hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Campbell. McCuskey reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach now playing left field. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. York hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Sullivan is walked intentionally. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Croucher strikes out. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-2 in the game. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.